Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host. You guys, today I am so excited to come here because I want to introduce to you guys a new episode format that I had the idea a couple of days ago. And this idea came from a necessity because I was thinking to myself, how can I be here with you guys more often on the podcast? I truly would love to record and release more than one episode per month at least, but I've been failing at it. I'm really sorry about that, but I will keep going and I will try my best to be here more often. And this is one of the reasons why I decided to introduce to you this new episode format. So today, here's what I'm gonna do. I have a few notes here and I'm gonna go through them, but basically I'm gonna explain to you guys the following. What is this new episode format? Where did I get the idea for this episode? How can you participate in this episode? What kind of story can you share? And the first mini story. Okay, so this is what we're gonna discuss right now, and I'm really excited about this because now you guys will be able to be part of the podcast, and I would love if you guys could contribute and be part of it, because truly this podcast, it's not just mine, it's yours too, because nowadays I don't feel alone. I know that many people are coming back over and over again to spend their precious time with me, to listen to what I have to say and to listen to the interviews. You guys are just the best, truly. I really appreciate you coming here and listening to this podcast. Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. Okay, first thing, what is this new episode? So this new episode is gonna be called Mini Stories. So I basically wanna tell stories that you guys can send to me. Also, we'll try to share some of my stories with you. So this is gonna be a mini episode, a very short episode, like, I don't know, 5, 10 minutes or maybe 15 minutes maximum. I don't know yet, but we are gonna figure it out as we go. But yeah, I have in mind like 5, 10, 20 maximum maybe. And okay, so this is the basically idea. I'm gonna tell stories, not just my own, but yours as well if you guys contribute. So now I need to give credit, because the next thing that I have here is where I get the idea for this episode. Okay, before telling you where this idea came from, I just need to give you some context. As you guys may know, I am a podcast lover. I spend a lot of time listening to podcasts, and there are two kinds of podcasts that I love listening to. And the first kind that I would describe it is podcasts that allows me to gain knowledge, to learn new things. So this is the first kind of podcast that I love to consume, like any kind of podcast that's gonna give me some knowledge and that I'm gonna learn from it. And the second kind of podcasts that I really love is entertaining podcasts. You know, when you have to do your chores to clean your house and you just need some moment of entertainment while doing your chores. So this is the time that I take to listen to my favorite entertainment podcasts. Okay, all that to say that one of my favorite entertainment podcasts is called My Favorite Murder. This podcast is hosted by Georgia and Karen. I love them both. You guys, I found this podcast, I think maybe 1 year ago, because they were in another podcast that I listened to. But this year, I decided to start listening to them and I fell in love. I think it's been 2 or 3 months that I've been listening to My Favorite Murder podcast, which is a true crime comedy podcast. I love it so much. And on this podcast, Karen and Georgia, they have a segment called The Minisode, which basically they tell stories from listeners. Listeners, they submit by email their stories. And this is a very short episode. It's 30, 25 minutes episode. And they read the stories from the listeners. So this is where I got the inspiration for this episode. I thought, oh wow, maybe I should try this, because I would love to connect with you guys. I truly, one of the reasons why I decided to start this podcast, it's because I consider myself a curious person, so I love to hear other people's stories and to learn from other people. So now you guys can tell me your story and I'm gonna read on the podcast and I'm gonna give credit to you. Okay, so you are maybe wondering how you can participate. Okay, it's very simple. You can reach out to me on social media and send me your story. You can write the story and I'm gonna read on the podcast. Or you can email me. I'm gonna put in the description of this episode the email of the podcast so you guys can send me an email. So my email is storiesoflanguagelearners@gmail.com. Okay, you guys, I'm so excited. I truly hope that you guys can contribute and that you guys can be part of the podcast. Okay, next thing. What kind of a story can you share? You guys, there is no rules. Truly, you can share any story that you want. Okay, let me brainstorm some examples. You can tell us your English learning journey. Maybe you can tell us something that happened to you that was really meaningful in your life. You can tell us, I don't know, a true crime story, something supernatural, or some weird experience that you had that you would like the world to know about it. Or you can tell us a tradition that you have in your family, a tradition from your country. You can tell us the story of how you met your partner. Truly, any kind of a story that you feel like writing and sharing with us, that would be amazing. Okay, and if you guys have any questions, please reach out to me on social media or email me and I will be glad to help and answer you, okay? Now to wrap up this episode, I am gonna start with the first mini story. And this is a story that I contributed for a project called Echo. You guys know Maki, right? She was on the podcast several times. So she has this project called Echo, and basically this project is she receives writing stories from English learners from all around the globe, and then she shares these stories on her Instagram account, Writer's Carvings. And I contributed 2 stories for Echo, which is Maki's project. And today I'm gonna read the first one, but I have another one that I think I'm gonna record it as well. But today I'm gonna read just the first one that I submitted. And I sent this story to Maki back in April of 2021. Okay, so let's get started. I'm gonna start reading it. What should I write about? Is my writing good enough to participate in this project? These are some of the thoughts that I had before starting to write this piece. Back in May of 2020, I decided to start one of the most challenging projects that I have ever done, a podcast 100% in English. And I confess that I had some similar negative thoughts. Who on earth is gonna listen to me speaking in English? I don't think this is a good idea. My English is not good enough to do something like this. Why, as humans, is it sometimes so hard to believe in our potential? Fortunately, I found a key to overcoming these negative thoughts, and I would love to share it with you today. The key is, even if you feel like you are not good enough, keep doing it. There is no way to be perfect right off the bat. I hope this message can in some way inspire you, maybe to start a project that you would love to do, but you never had the courage to start. Whether it's a podcast, a YouTube channel, a page on Medium, or even a social media profile dedicated to improve your English. I wasn't good at podcasting at the beginning. I still feel that I'm not the best. I also feel like I'm not a brilliant writer. But you know what? I keep doing it. First, because I love it. And second, this brings me joy. And the most important thing is that I know that I'm going to get better at it along the way. Nowadays, I can totally look back and see how much I have improved my English in general since I started my podcast. I am so glad that I had the courage to start doing it, even though I didn't believe in my full potential. Thanks for reading until here. I hope you can get some motivation out of my testimony. And remember this, if you have a passion or a desire to start something new, always believe in yourself. No matter what other people say, just start it and you will see the results. Wow, it was so nice reading this and remember when I was writing this. And many of these things I talked on the podcast. And I hope you guys really enjoyed this new episode format. And I hope you liked the first mini story on the podcast. And I cannot wait to receive your story and to share here on the podcast. Okay, so that's it for today. You guys, thank you again for listening to the podcast. I so appreciate it. And please, if you can, share this podcast with your friends. If you know someone who is learning English, you can send them these episodes. And yeah, thanks again. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And I will see you in the next episode. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media. And you can always DM me, so I can send you the link to our meetings. So, that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.